Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, our West Coast correspondent Al Jackson plus comedian Nick Griffin.
Coming up, well, we'll be talking with Al Jackson in a few minutes. But first, I wanted to run something by Nick.
What?
Names can be important.
Sure.
I think we were talking about earlier Tyson Fury.
Mm-hmm.
That's his actual name, boxer. And we did find out the current heavyweight champion, Ace. You
Anthony said Joshua.
Anthony Joshua. And but there's more than one.
Yeah, there's several
sort of sanctioning bodies, whatever you want. We had a new story yesterday about a guy, and one of the police officers in the story had a rather unusual name. And I can see sometimes a name is going to make you tough.
Yeah.
The Mangina guy?
Well.
He's a
as
cop.
A girl, that's how I would say it.
It's a Detective Sergeant Michael Mangina.
Yeah. Yep.
The story involves someone who dressed up like Batman and robbed churches of musical instruments. So this guy's a real dirtbag, but they're quoting Irondale Detective Sergeant Michael Mangina.
Whoa.
I think the guy became a cop probably for just being his entire life just being crucified.
Sure.
By his friends.
Yeah.
Hey, Mangina.
What can I do where I can legally carry a gun?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Caitlin. Mangina.
I believe
hey, Mangina.
We fixed our technical issue. I believe we do have our friend Al Jackson on the phone. Al, are you there?
I am here, and I'm here for the Mangina convo.
Yeah. How about that?
Hey, listen.
Convo. There's a word, Tom. Convo. What did he mean by that?
Conversation.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Now, I should explain. Nick Griffin is here with us.
Nick, what's going on, man?
Hi,
Nick,
Al,
Nick
good
is,
to hear you.
It's been a minute, man. I follow your career like a stalker, man. I believe to this day one of the top five best joke writers on the planet.
Oh, thanks.
You make me feel inadequate, and that's not just with my unit.
Oh,
now Al, if we had to come up with a list of the handsomest stand-up comedians, I think both you and Nick would be up there, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, they'd be certainly. If we came up with 10. They would be on there for sure.
Well, certainly if you came up with 30, they'd be on there.
Yeah. If we had to name the top 980 hottest comedians.
Yeah. They'd be, you know, it might be 79 and 80, but
sure.
Still.
Yeah.
There.
I think comic self-esteem is so low. I'd be like, I made the 980 list? All right.
Now, the object of what we do here, Nick, is that Al tries to make me just a little bit hipper.
Sure.
Hip to contemporary culture, hip to the current lingo. Mm-hmm. Is the word lingo even used anymore? Referencing
only language? By undercover cops that are now in the back of a trunk. Yes, no one uses that.
I guess I used the wrong lingo.
Now,
can I buy one of those jazz cigarettes?
Yes.
For one of you people?
Nick, you're a fairly hip guy.
Am I?
And you're a writer. And if you were in one of your screenplays or stories, if you were writing about a guy going to prison, what would you say? Is it he's heading to the Hooskow? What would your...
I like the joint.
The joint?
Yeah. The joint?
Yeah. I like the joint.
He's in the joint. And Al, you were telling me, isn't the way to say house? It now is that he's upstate?
Yeah, I think upstate is when you go to like Big Boy Penitentiary.
Oh,
and I think the other one is just like, oh, I just did 90 days in the county. The county's like, I heard, yeah, that's kind of like local crime.
Okay,
those are the guys who are picking up papers off the side
I
of the road.
A long
guys.
Stretch in the house.
I like the sound of all that. Yeah. Long stretch.
That could just
in
be a
house.
Married man.
Yeah. is Big House out? Is that still?
Yeah, the Big House.
No, I think the Big House, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I think right after Shawshank, that was unacceptable.
Okay. Now, over the weekend, Al, did you get torn back?
Tore back. But, Tom, I like what you're doing.
Trying to.
Well done.
I learned this one last week, Nick.
Obviously, you didn't. No. You said it wrong.
Oh, sorry.
You corrected it.
Well, explain it at me.
There you Tom, you really tried it. You went for a really difficult one. You didn't nail it, and no one in the room got it, but I saw what you tried. Tom, Nick, what Tom just tried to do, there's a saying that millennials and more Gen Z kids say where they say, hey, at me next time. Right. And it's kind of like saying, talk to me directly. It's almost like a subtweet. You know, don't subtweet me. If like you have something to say to me, at me. Mm-hmm. So Tom tried to say that. Yeah. No one got it, but I saw what you did, Tom, and a little tear went down my brown cheek.
Okay. I'm just trying my best. Well, let's begin our quiz, and we'll show Nick how this works.
All right. Just show Nick. Let's start off with something we know you know, Tom. You know I start with an easy one. We're going to ease you into this.
Okay.
Tom. Tell Nick two ways to use the phrase pull up.
Well, the one I use most of the time is when my 3-year-old goes to bed, I say, do you have your pull up on?
That's one way.
Uh-huh. Pull up. Oh, boy. Does this mean I'm going to fight you?
It kind of does. Yes, I will definitely accept that. I'll accept that.
If you're going to say that about my girlfriend, pull up.
Yeah, hey, pull up. Why don't we? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come over here. Yeah, right. That's exactly what it means.
Like, watch it. You better watch it.
Oh, I say, hey, let's talk about this.
Pull up.
You said something. We need to face to face.
Yeah, if another radio station is talking crazy about the Bob and Tom show, you'd be like, hey, y'all know where to find us? Pull up.
Pull up at me.
Yeah,
and there we go.
We'll have a combo.
The third use of pull up is pull ups are significantly harder than chin ups.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah, no. Chin ups were harder.
No.
Which one is
pull ups are harder. Yeah,
pull ups are harder.
Chin ups and chin ups.
You curl.
Your palms are facing you.
Yeah, those are
easier. More
grab
the bar. There,
yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've never done one of either. I got farther.
Can anybody in this studio do one pull up right now?
I bet Nick can.
Bet Nick could.
Nick probably can.
Ace will tell us he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I got bad elbows.
Bad elbows.
Well, that's a problem.
What are your elbows? All they have to do is bend.
No, they don't bend. Those are bad elbows.
That's the problem.
None of his shirts fit.
They're neither L or bow.
So do we have pull up down then?
Yeah, the other one could just be a more friendly thing, like, oh, Nick, your show's not till 8 o'clock tonight. Let's catch a matinee, and Nick would be like, yeah, just pull up.
Oh, wow, yeah, all right.
Okay, so is that referencing him picking up in an automobile, or?
Yes, Tom. Or you could walk.
Oh, I love the fact that Al has just about had it with Tom. I love it. I love it.
Chick, I'm there. I'm at my.
Al is Hoopty still in fashion?
No. Oh, yeah, I mean, boy. Maybe millennials will bring it back, or Gen Z will bring it back. Ironically, but okay. Yeah.
Let me see if
was Nick... Dookie ever a thing, Al? Dookie rope?
Yeah.
Yes, that was definitely a
run
thing.
DMC. Like
in the late 80s, early late 80s, Easy E, the Dookie gold chains, the big thick, okay. The guys from Two Live Crew wore it.
No,
all right.
I want to try one on Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, if I told you yesterday I was out riding dirty.
Oh, no.
Do you know what that means?
I, Is that sex without...
No, please.
Wow, no.
That's riding filthy.
Yeah, that's bareback, riding bareback.
No, if
that's raw dog. It's also called the only way.
Yeah. Raw dog.
You want to feel something or what?
I'm sorry, could we...
I'll go take a shower in a... I'll take a shower in a raincoat, too. How about that?
I did not ask you to go down Volga Road.
God.
Riding dirty...
Stupid condoms.
Riding dirty. Nick means... for example, if you were perhaps had something illegal and you were driving around.
Oh, in your car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I was recently riding dirty when I got new plates for my car.
See, I always thought riding dirty concerned illegal substances.
But or
I guess, firearm? I guess.
Oh, those definitely are in there as well. Anything that's going to get you jammed up.
So
jammed up.
To the aforementioned big house.
So expired plates would be riding dirty.
Well, see, I didn't have my screwdriver at the license branch, so I drove
home. Is that what you told them, really?
That's the cleanest dirty riding I've ever heard. Well,
you're going to get in trouble with mangina.
Officer Mangina.
And wait a second. Nick, you're a big sports fan, right?
I am.
Forrest is my best friend. He told me you guys talk sports all the time. And you brought this up, Tom, and it made me think about this. You guys were talking about Officer Mangina. There is it's kind of obscure, but there's a really good forward for the Portland Trailblazers. I think his name is Nikola Jurkic. I think it's the last name. He's a guy from somewhere in one of those Russian countries. And he got discovered by the NBA. There was a scout over there, wherever those Russian countries are. And he was in one of these small cities, and you can look this up. He's in a small city, and there's, I guess, this 7'5", 350-pound Russian like badass cop that like dealt with the mafia and like a really like a recognizable guy. Like, and so this NBA scout came up to him and was like, "Do you have a son?" And the guy was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "How old is he?" And he goes, "He's 14. And he goes, "Does he ever play basketball?" And he was like, "No." And he says he finds this kid who's like 6'7" already and 14 years old, but has never touched a basketball. The guy recruited him, and now he plays for the Trailblazers and was in the All-Star game.
Wow.
But just found him. He just found the kid. He's like, "Do you have a son?" This guy's 7'5", has a kid that's almost 6'10" before he's 15.
Well, they live near Chernobyl.
His head was half of that.
He has three arms.
Okay, Al, back to my quiz. Give me a new one.
Okay, Tom. Will you do me a favor? Look at those beautiful blue eyes of Nick Griffin and tell him how to use the phrase word or the word word.
Oh, this is a complicated one. Multiple use.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of a statement at the end of a statement. So it's sort of like indicating that you are indeed done with whatever the topic might be. Word.
Sure, I got it.
That's an example right there.
Yeah. Agreement also, I think it could be.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And word. Sort of like, ain't that the truth?
Word.
Yeah.
Now, Tom, can you use it as a question?
Nick, are you eating food? Word.
I don't think you can use it as a question.
Because Nick's so slender.
It doesn't sound like question. No.
Is that right?
Try it,
no,
out.
No, yeah, I just feel like... Where'd you go for the break, Tom? You go to Vail? No, we went to Nigeria. We flipped it up this year. I'd be like, word?
Oh,
okay. Ah, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
So it's like just saying really. Yeah. Yeah, very, very, very good.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, Tom, speaking of word, give me the name of the black funk artist that made the song Word Up.
Hmm. I think we've had this before.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think I remember the answer.
One of my favorite artists of all time. Yes.
Popular star or
had a residency in Vegas up until last year. I think he might still, him
no
and his group
way.
Might still be there. Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, bro. Chicky, we got to go out there.
Yes.
This isn't the funky cold Medina guy.
No, this guy's made... he makes appearances.
Yes, well, he's still...
And that's kind of a hint. He'll briefly show up places.
Where he's not expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sometimes famous people do these in movies. They show up and you're like, wow, I can't believe
his name Cameo?
Yes.
I have no idea who this is. No, I just I knew what a cameo was. No idea.
And maybe if Dino can cue up Word Up, that'd be great.
Al, have you heard Heavy Metal, the Heavy Metal version? Well, it's Korn's version.
Korn, is it good?
It's very good, yes. Yeah.
I like a lot of times when they, because funk and rock have a lot, basically the same instruments anyway.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would work really well.
Yeah. Check out Korn's version of Word Up. It's pretty good.
All right. Okay, Tom, one more, and I got, this is a good one. All right. And Tom, this is a phrase. All you got to do is just one word and you're going to walk off. You drop the bat and trot around the bases. All right.
Okay.
All right. Tom, my favorite group of all time, Belle Biv DeVoe, otherwise known as BBD.
Now you know.
Had a song called Poison. And they told every man on the planet to never trust a big butt and a this.
a big butt. That girl was poison. I don't know why. Belle Biv, what is it again?
DeVoe.
DeVoe, of course, yeah. Never trust a woman with a big butt and sharp teeth.
I was smiling, Tom. Oh.
I thought Chick was giving me a hint.
Are they still around?
Yeah. You know what? They actually just toured. I think, Nick, they're on the We All Have a Mortgage tour. Yes.
I see.
So,
I
you like know, all these song. Old bands, you can see all these guys. But the thing is, there's like, and I would love to see this as a segment, like bands that we all saw that were like 2 years, maybe even 10 years past their prime, where you're like, kind of sad, where you're like, oh.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think I've got the song here, if this will help.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe. Yeah.
This is the one you're talking about?
This is it.
Do they get to the point anytime soon?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Poison. You've got to like that beat.
I'm ready.
If you don't like it, you're not alive.
Is it coming?
You will like the vocals, I think, yeah.
Girl, I must warn
you. Oh, this is nice.
I sense something strange in my mind.
Well, yeah, now, I also found the other one you were looking for. So, what is the answer?
Never trust a smile.
Big butt and a smile.
Oh. Smile.
Can't trust a big butt and a smile.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the Coca-Cola people won't be buying that as a commercial.
No.
A big butt and a smile.
Did you find Word Up?
I did.
I know that Coca-Cola's used it for quite a while.
This song's so funky.
It is good.
It's a great dance song.
You should be smoking a joint in your car before you go into the part of this song.
This would be riding dirty then.
If you were doing that, right. Yeah.
Around the world, weird thing to show you.
The boys and girls.
This guy, the vocal sounds
Don't
like.
Stop it!
The Why vocal you... sounds like the guys at a drive through.
Stop it at the good part.
Wow, it's fries such a great and, song.
It is.
Okay.
Your brother, your sister, and your mama too.
This got to be like 88, somewhere around there. Right? You
know yeah, I think so.
Hands in the air.
When does the Word Up come in?
Well, coming
let
up.
It play.
You can't stand not talking.
Word Up. Oh, no, do your dance. Yeah.
Here it comes.
It's coming up after do your dance.
Do your dance quick, mama. Come on, baby. Tell me what's the word. Word Up.
Word Up.
Everybody say, when you hear the call, you got to get it underway.
Oh, there he goes, finally.
No, that was the second time he said it.
That's
yeah,
you third time.
Talked over the first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
With your impatience.
Tom is the only person that can hate on Word Up.
He
it's
hates
such
it.
A. It's just his shoulders start moving when it comes on.
Word Up and Poison, two of the greatest songs.
Never heard either one of them, sorry.
You know what I like about that artist?
Never
and it's
dance.
Also like, yeah, like Macy Gray, too. It's like, you know, when they recorded that, it's like somebody was like, this guy's kind of weird. Like, that wasn't like a guaranteed hit. He's got a weird voice, weird lyrics.
Yeah.
But they put it out. It's like, it took a lot of risk to kind of put that out. Like, that's not a traditional song.
And I love Macy Gray. I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff out there. Well, Al, it's always a great pleasure.
He was done 5 minutes ago,
totally
Al.
Totally blew
out. Your time has been done.
Right. If he doesn't know about it, it doesn't exist.
That's
no.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
There it sounds like it recorded in a drive thru.
Yeah.
A bazillion people love that song, but not me, my God.
So the phrase Word Up then differs from just word.
Yeah, no, you can just say Word Up. Yeah, hey, we're going to go to the bar after this party. Word Up? Okay. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Okay. All righty. I'll try to use that next week when we chat. Word Up.
Hey, love you guys.
Okay, thanks.
Love you, Al.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.